بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. وعن علاء بن الشخير رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قبل وجهه فقال: يا رسول الله، أي العمل أفضل؟ قال: حسن الخلق. ثم أتاه عن يمينه فقال: أي العمل أفضل؟ قال: حسن الخلق. ثم أتاه عن شماله فقال: أي العمل أفضل؟ قال: حسن الخلق. ثم أتاه من بعده، يعني من خلفه، فقال: يا رسول الله، أي العمل أفضل؟ فالتفت إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: ما لك لا تفتح؟ حسن الخلق وألا تغضب إن استطعت. This is also one of the amazing hadiths. Ala ibn Shikhir narrates that a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from in front of him, and he asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action is the best? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good character. Again, the man came from the right side and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, good character. Then he went from the left side and he asked again, which action is the best action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good character. Now three times he asked the same question, coming from different sides. Then again he comes from the back and he says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul amali afdal, which is the best action? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around and he said, what is wrong with you? You're not understanding. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized. Perhaps he wanted to know if there's anything else. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized that the same answer four times in four different directions, that there is one thing that is the best action for a believer, and that is good character. Husnul khuluq. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated, wa alla taghdab in istata'ata, that you should never become angry if you are able to. What this means is, obviously, anger is part of our nature, part of our emotions. It means you should not act on your anger, because when a person acts on his anger, then what happens is all hell breaks loose. Sometimes people are killed in the state of anger unjustly. Homes are broken down, divorce is issued in the state of anger. Abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse in the state of anger. And sometimes in the state of anger, a person is killing himself also. So Allah taghdab, this anger, if it's not controlled, it can lead to major problems in life and destroy homes, etc. And a person can end up in jail because he has not controlled his anger. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, Ghussa pas na hai, that you shouldn't even allow anger to come close to you, especially people that are married. Person is married, so easy to take out our anger on our spouses. So Hazrat Maulana used to advise that even in that case also, shouldn't dump all our anger from outside the home, come home and dump the anger on them or on the children. No, we should learn to control our anger. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a certain sahabi, you would see what's his weakness. Maulana, coincidentally on Friday, my Ismail Bayat Sahib, he explained about akhlaq and salam, smiling at people, salam, etc. Maulana explained certain aspects of good character. Now here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted Allah taghdab. Sometimes when a person had a certain weakness, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would address that you should not become angry. And many people have this weakness. Some people, alhamdulillah, naturally by nature, they're very calm people. They are able to control their anger. And some people, naturally, they become very, very upset over small things. So certain people have to work on those weaknesses of theirs. Where my weaknesses are, I have to work on it. Sometimes the complaint comes, certain people got a very, 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 very hard approach in terms of salam, for example. They don't smile, they don't make salam. So if that is my weakness, then I have to work on that. If my weakness is I'm getting angry all the time and losing my top, so I have to work on this. So each one has to see where I am weak and I have to work on those aspects of my character. There's an entire kitab that's written, very beautiful kitab by Maulana Musa Kaji. He came to our masjid. Maulana Musa Kaji of Azadville, one of the ustads in Azadville Madrasa, and he wrote this whole kitab is on character. And in the different aspects of character, for example, humility and generosity, forgiving people. So all this is part of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.